Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Drunk, no. Can you think of anyone who's died that bummed you out?
Stacy Keach.
Who?
He's not dead.
Uh-oh. He's not even dead.
Well, there you go.
There's like, how many people do you think have died, Napier?
Like ever?
Yeah.
Billions like ever.
Upon billions?
Billions upon billions of people have died.
Yeah.
Of all of the millions of people that have died... You named somebody that's still alive, drunk.
Sorry, he's old.
Internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
That guy.
And via Skype, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, the man o' spice, Mr. Travis Hulse is here. Hello, Travis. Travis?
Hey, boys.
Travis Hulse, the king of pranks, everyone. Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. And Travis, boy, let me tell you. Now, Travis, every podcast in the world has done their hot takes on Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, fuck. Here we go.
I don't think we need to talk about Mr. Potato Head, but I do have to know, Travis, how many Mr. Potato Heads do you drive around and buy?
I was about to, because they said they were running these to the end of the year. I was going to go and clean out the local Walmart, but I saw a retraction like a day later that said, no, they are not pulling Mr. Potato Head. They're not rebranding Mr. Potato Head, so I don't know what to believe at this point.
Was that a
if you know me,
bit, Travis?
I'm not. If you know me, I'm not one to throw in on these not sure hustles, right? Like there's the new Dr. Seuss thing.
It might have been a ploy.
Oh, I heard that they were going to cancel Dr. Seuss like in schools, Travis.
Yeah, they're actually two not books. Publishing six of his books going forward. Because of potentially racist imagery that you know is drawn into.
But he wasn't the illustrator though. He was just the writer, wasn't he?
Oh no,
Horton Hears a Who, is that one of them,
yeah.
Travis?
Yeah, he did all of them. There are Dr. Seuss books that are just branded, and other people wrote you know or drew them. But if it's a pure Dr. Seuss book, he wrote and illustrated.
Oh,
he's a double threat. Travis.
Yeah, that's right. So there's they decided with the Dr. Seuss Enterprises and
but from what I gathered from the news, it was just pictures though, right?
That's all it was. That was
so
it's
you could
just,
keep the book but have a different picture, right?
Right, because like one of the books I think was something like they portrayed an Asian man in a pointy hat with chopsticks.
Well, if that's the case, you can basically get rid of every Disney movie before 1989, right?
Well, don't count that out.
The Aristocats with the Chinese Siamese cats. And
Siamese cats. We are Siamese.
Dumbo with
please.
The Jim Crows. And Jungle Book had something super racist too. I can't remember off the top of my head what it was, but
So there's like six books that aren't being printed anymore going forward. So that has actually been
like
confirmed.
I said, I think that one's an easy fix though. You can rewrite those books with a different illustration behind them, in my opinion.
Well, all you'd have to do really is
white out. I guess they're not going to do that, but...
No, you just white out the one image, and it's
should
fixed.
Be able to, I would think.
The funny thing about these Dr. Seuss books is I don't know that I've ever heard of any of them.
Yeah, they're very obscure ones. I heard of the zoo one, but yeah, I will say this. I know Amazon does a lot of the complete collections, so if you're in the market for... You may want to hurry up and get.
So you want to get all the racist Dr. Seuss books, Travis, so that like in a couple of years.
I can sell them along with the bottle of Aunt Jemima.
Right. You could have the 2021 cancel starter pack.
When the world, that's right. When the world's not so PC anymore.
Uncle Ben, Aunt Jemima, and Dr. Seuss books.
It's not bad, Travis. See, you got to be ahead of these.
You guys are Uncle Ben's too, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Travis, how much Uncle Ben's did you buy? How much are you sitting on?
I got a case of Uncle Ben's, a handful, just a few bottles of Aunt Jemima.
You didn't get any boxes of Aunt Jemima, though?
I didn't get any of the mixes, no.
Oh, the pancake stuff?
Right, I didn't get the pancake mixes. Just I got zero. Uncle Ben's rice, a mix case of brown rice and white rice, and then just a few bottles of Aunt Jemima syrup. But they're still out there. Anyway. And, I'm not done.
Travis, they released a trailer for the Zack Snyder zombie movie. Did you see the trailer for the Zack Snyder zombie movie?
The Army of the Dead, sure did.
Okay. Did you know...
Is this the Justice League?
No, it has Dave Bautista in it.
Okay.
And he fights zombies.
Travis, yeah, I like that Dave Bautista.
Who was recast, got rid of the Chris... Delia.
Yeah, they just painted Tig Notaro over the top of him.
Yep.
they got her on a green screen, and they're like, okay, Tig, kind of dance around in the same way that Chris D'Elia does, and we're just going to take him out.
That's the beautiful thing about Zack Snyder shooting on so much green screen.
Something with the lady.
I think
something.
He was grooming young women.
They actually just came out that he is now facing actual charges of child pornography and exploitation.
Charles, did you see that just last week, he's been gone since like June, and he started posting stuff on Instagram again, but it's all about how he's a dad. It's all like pictures of his baby and stuff. He's using his newborn child as a human shield.
As a crutch.
Yeah, look over here, guys.
Yeah, look, I'm a really good dad, guys. I got this baby. You haven't heard from me in a while. It's because it wasn't because of the other stuff. It was because, I was doing this dad thing.
Yeah, working hard as a dad.
Now, Travis, is this fucking Zack Snyder Army of the Dead zombie movie? It's about two things, neither of which I understand, and I'm hoping you can explain them to me. One, okay, it's a zombie apocalypse.
Correct.
But the motivations of the protagonists is to steal money. Why do they need money, Travis?
That will be explained at the beginning of the movie. Like maybe they live in a like a quarantine zone, like a free zone where money still means something. And the most that they could find would be in this Vegas hotel. But I don't know for certain.
So are they fast moving zombies like World War Z or 28 Days? Or are they like slow moving zombies?
He is the director of the remake of Dawn of the Dead. And I think he brought fast zombies.
Gotcha. So fast zombies are his thing.
Yeah, fast zombies are his thing.
Yeah, now the fast zombies are terrifying.
Here's the weird thing, Druck. Now, I was reading about this film primarily because I wanted to know about the whole money thing.
You can't melee with fast zombies. They're too fast.
Well, in this universe, apparently, there's only dude zombies.
What?
And the dude zombies... They want to eat human flesh, but they also want to rape.
What?
And so there are no female zombies,
if we're
Travis.
A bit of a raping, huh?
If you're attacked by a zombie and you're a female, they rape you.
Is this like from the official synopsis?
Yeah, it's on the IMDb, Travis. So these are rape zombies.
So what happens when they get splooge and
But Wait a minute. Is this the IMDb synopsis, or is this people chiming in at the bottom?
With official zombie lore, if you get scratched, you can become a zombie, right?
These zombies rape, Drunk.
That can't.
There are no female zombies. They rape, and then they, like, take the women, I guess, to, like, store them and protect them until they can come to term, because then the women, they produce super zombies that are, like, kind of human, and so they're better zombies. And they're doing all this to spread their zombiness. So these are some pretty smart zombies, Travis.
This seems, first of all, problematic.
Yeah, zombies that just want to rape? Yeah, it does.
I mean, Zack Snyder has been previously accused of being misogynist because of the movie Sucker Punch, which I love. And I see that more as like an empowerment movie rather than, you know, a misogyny movie. But I can't imagine a director, writer putting this out there when they've been previously accused of this. Where are you seeing this? I don't buy this.
I read synopsis. About it, Travis. I'm not doing you wrong. It's a rape movie, Charles. The zombies rape.
He said on the IMDb page, brother.
It's on the IMDb.
It's not on the IMDb page.
It absolutely that is. Now. That's where I got it. So the zombies, they
I'm
only make
at the IMDb page male for Army zombies. Of the Dead 2021.
The only zombies are dudes.
The synopsis says, following a zombie outbreak in Las Vegas, a group of mercenaries take the ultimate gamble, venturing into the quarantine zone to pull off the greatest heist ever attempted. That's it.
So what's really weird is what are they going to do with Tig Notaro?
What are they heisting?
Was played by a man, but is now that. How do the zombies even know? Like, you know how?
Why is he making this up?
I don't know,
Travis. I'm not making it up. It was on the IMDb page.
It's not.
Pull up the IMDb page for me.
Why would I make it up, Travis?
Show it to Drunk because I'm looking at it. It's not there. I feel like you read the comments of somebody who pretended that they saw the movie talking about these rape zombies that don't exist.
The team finally hunts out zombies.
The team quickly finds out that all the zombies are males.
Human women who are.
Where is this?
And that they are raping the human women.
Under the spoiler section?
Who are left in the city and using them as breeders, which created hybrids of zombies and humans, are even more dangerous than normal zombies. After their escape route out of the city is destroyed, mercenaries have to find another way to escape before city gets wiped out from the face of the earth by army who wants to cover up their involvement.
I can't see this.
They have to save their female members who get taken away by zombies into the biggest casino.
This is the spiritual slash... Our successor slash sequel to Zack Snyder's Dawn of
the
Dead.
So they find the biggest casino, the zombies do, Travis, and they hoard all the women there so that they can harvest their seed.
So they're not trying to steal money, they're trying to steal back the women?
Well, they go to steal the money, but then the zombies impregnate their women. So then there's like a side thing where they're like, well, shit, we need to get our women back before they have zombie babies.
What are they going to do? Let's board the zombie babies?
I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I guess we have to watch the movie now. But it seems like this movie centers around stealing money that shouldn't matter anymore because it's zombies. And rape.
I can't. I'm on the page. I don't see it.
I just showed it to Drunk.
I'm looking at it right now, Travis. I mean, I don't know how he got there because he basically brought up a quick link, but... It's there. I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
I feel like he made his own webpage that looks like IMDb. Because when I search for Army of the Dead and go to the IMDb, I get none of that.
Did you go to the trivia section?
Yes. There's nothing there because it's not out.
Travis, how do the zombies even know if somebody is a male or a female?
Oh, maybe they can smell it like a dog.
Maybe.
Dawn of the Dead, James Gunn didn't return. Film
did
has been
did you happen to see the Cecil Hotel documentary?
Nope.
Travis, he didn't watch it, but you watched
I thought
it.
You were gonna.
I told you last week there's no chance I was watching that.
So Travis, I hated this. See, I enjoyed it for a while until I realized
I found it
that they were hoodwinking me, Travis. They were fucking hoodwinking me. And so that, like, the first two episodes, they were kind of like, ooh, is this hotel haunted? Ooh.
They were like, hey, maybe somebody at the hotel had something to do with it. Maybe they drugged her. Maybe it was the vagrants.
Yeah, I was basically told this is one of the worst, quote-unquote, documentaries ever.
By the end of it, drunk, I was mad.
That's what I was, yeah, I was basically told that.
And Travis, my favorite, I think, were the European people who, who were, like, basically for two episodes, like, doing a Yelp review. On the hotel, it was like, oh, the sheets were dirty, man. You know, and I was like, what do you guys have to do with fucking anything?
Yeah, that's a bad part of town. We didn't know it was a bad part of town, but it was a bad part of town, guys.
Right. And so they show the video and then all the dickheads on the internet, which, by the way, if anything will make you hate dickheads on the internet more than this movie, I don't know what it is, Travis.
These quote-unquote web sleuths. I don't want to see anything involving
nothing
them
worse. Than
yeah, I hate that term, Travis. They just need to call them dickheads on the internet. Be like, okay, so these dickheads on the internet, they got this video and they started watching and they started drawing conclusions. And it turns out their contribution to the whole thing is fucking stupid.
Yeah, the best thing about the web sleuth part of it was early on, the documentary portrays them as these people who are really uncovering something, right? That they're finding out what really happened. They're teaming up and they're like, this, we have all this information. This is the way that this happened. This is the way. And then by the end of the documentary series, they're like, yeah, all these people had their head up their asses, and they themselves, these web sleuths themselves, say, yeah, I guess we were wrong.
Yeah, well, that's how the must love, or what was it, don't fuck with cats one was too, Travis, because like the whole thing was about these dipshit web sleuths.
Yeah.
And at the end, it's like, yeah, they contributed nothing. The cops found them. The end. Yeah. And, like, we watched them the whole time be like, oh, yeah, we did this and we did this. And we were looking at the plugs and all that. And, oh, like,
we got the police records. Why are they redacted?
Yeah. And then, you know, it was like, yeah, actually, we contributed nothing. They found the dickhead looking at himself on the internet. Case closed. We're worthless.
Yeah. I will say, though, the first two episodes of the Cecil Hotel documentary series, though, were really good.
Right. But then you realize that the first two episodes were like made under false pretenses.
Yeah. The first two episodes are all bullshit.
It was all bait and switch. Like, and then you go into the third episode and you're like, yeah, but what was those first two episodes? They meant nothing.
Right. So let me ask you this. Are you better or worse for having watched it? Would you rather be me and not watch it at all? Or?
Yes. So here's the thing, Travis. So you watch the first two episodes and then you get into the third episode and you get mad because you realize...
What are they, about 90-minute episodes?
The first two episodes were stupid.
No, they're so, like an hour a pop, 45 minutes, an hour.
So then the third episode ends on a cliffhanger where they kind of throw it out there that the Mexican guy did it.
Right.
They end the third episode on a cliffhanger thinking, hey, maybe this Mexican guy did it.
Well, we got really in for that last episode.
Yeah. Well, you have to watch the last episode. But, like, I would imagine that some people probably watch the third episode and say, this is bullshit. I'm not going to watch the fourth episode. And in the fourth episode, they say, oh, yeah, by the way, this Mexican guy had nothing to do with it.
No, he was just a janitor who found her.
No, the goth guy, Travis.
Oh, the goth guy. Yeah, they painted him terribly, and these web sleuths essentially ruined his life and almost caused him to commit suicide.
Right, they just say, oh, this guy was at the hotel. He murdered her. Yeah, and they go to the next one, and they're like, yeah, all these fucking crazy people started telling me to kill myself all the time.
Yeah, and then I tried to.
Yeah, and turns out I was there a year prior to this, and they're fucking stupid.
Yeah, he was there. He was there an entire calendar year removed from when the main character gal was there.
But the documentary, Travis, did the same thing. It ended implying that he might be involved.
look at this satanic death metal loving dude who wears makeup.
He so anybody with it. Half a brain knows that this guy had nothing to do with it.
Oh, if yeah. you watch the fourth know, episode.
They're showing him. They're showing him, and you like immediately know that it's like a red herring, right? Like there's no way it's this obvious that this guy could have had anything to do with this.
Kind of like the first 5 minutes of a wrestling match. You're like, yeah, this guy's not going to win.
But Travis, I mean, was it good? See, the thing is, has nothing to do with the hotel. Like
no, but they painted it like it was because they talked to you about in the beginning about like how Richard Ramirez stayed there and people were being thrown out the windows and all this stuff. Yeah, but these are things that happened
haunted.
Like,
ooh, yeah,
these are things that happened decades before. When I mean, because it is a bad neighborhood, and you know, it's kind of a right. Half-ass
it's like South Central, ain't it?
Right. Yeah. Was it like? Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, South Central. Not the place yeah. When you go to L.A., not the place you're visiting.
Yeah, that's... yeah.
But guess what? Cheap hotels.
Hollywood. Yeah, because right. it's
fucking South Central.
Right.
It's like anything, and nothing's for free.
It was interesting, though. I did find very interesting how they rebranded half of the hotel, how they took the hotel, cut it in half, and they're like, okay, this half of the hotel is still... low income housing, essentially.
Well, I mean,
and this other whole part of the hotel, we're going to put a new entrance in there and we're going to call it this hip new hotel. And it's still just kind of the same piece of shit.
Well,
place.
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, Chili's and Applebee's have rebranded themselves on DoorDash as wing only places. So, I mean,
I'm not angry that I watched this thing, but by the time we hit the fourth episode and spoiler alert, she was bipolar and jumped into the fucking water tank on the top of the roof and drowned.
Yeah.
I mean,
what, you think it was a fucking swimming pool or something?
Well, she was bipolar and she was off her meds. So they were saying that she had a history of like mental breaks that she would like kind of go off in things. So they're figuring that the video,
they left that out till the end though.
Yeah, they didn't tell you any of it until like episode 3, and then by episode 4, they're straight up
it's,
like,
it's what,
oh, yeah.
Like, you know, at the end of the movie where they got the little writing on the screen with the picture.
Yeah,
like,
by the way, this gal was super bipolar. We left that out earlier. Ha ha, joke's on you. Roll credits, subscribe to Netflix.
Thanks for watching. She accidentally killed herself.
Right.
So let me ask you this. Does your opinion of Netflix go up or down because of this?
Well, Netflix, they bought a documentary that they knew they could market, and they did a really good job marketing it, and they got a lot of people to sit down for 4 hours and watch it. So good for them.
Right. Now, I'm not going to fault them for putting it on their service.
They got content.
They have lots of stuff on their service. Some of it's good. Some of it's not so good.
That's right.
I mean, you could go watch Thanksgiving right now if you wanted to, or you could watch like a, you know, movie where Will Smith is a cop with a blue guy. I mean, you know.
I believe he's an orc.
Or go watch the award-winning Martin Scorsese movie, The Departed.
There you go.
Whatever you're in the mood for, they got it.
Right. So, yeah, somebody made a documentary.
If they don't have it, Hulu does.
You got it, baby.
Except for, like, sequels that are starting to come out because, you know, like, right before Independence Day came out, we like looked at every single streaming service to watch regular Independence Day. None of them fucking had it.
Travis, I'd tell you,
go to a fucking family video.
The zombies, they're more animalistic, I guess. You know, they're driven by pure id. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what zombies want to do. They want to eat and they want to fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
makes sense.
That's what all males do is
you forgot to mention the first part of your paragraph that you're reading about these zombies are all males. It's the 2007 version of the script. So this might not be actually in the motion picture.
Oh. Oh, Mike is so disappointed right now. Look at his face.
I mean, if the fuck zombies are in there,
I hope
kudos to you.
Travis, I hope.
Dude, you could do that back in 07. I don't think you can do fuck zombies in 2021.
I don't think so either. I don't think you can have zombies raping humans anymore.
It's a shame.
Fuck zombies was a thing in 07 for sure.
Fuck zombies? Well, yeah,
definitely.
How could they leave out the fuck zombies, though? It sounds like a pretty integral part of the plot. They take the women and they hide them in the biggest casino.
They've had 14 years to rewrite the movie.
And just make it fun. Just have the zombies eat people like usual zombies.
Switch it to zombie
land. I wanted a new kind of zombie, Travis. I wanted these fuck zombies.
You think a movie about fuck zombies gives a shit about the allegations against Chris D'Elia? You know what I mean? Don't you think that fuck zombie movie would be like, yeah, we got Chris D'Elia.
That is a beautiful point.
In fact, we're going to find all the outtakes of him and put him in the movie more.
We added 15 minutes of Chris D'Elia in there, and we now have a comedy or a cameo by Louis C.K.
Travis, let's take a break. We'll be back. What do you think? Does that sound good? Okay.
Yeah, break it.
Well, since that gal went missing, we've been asking the clientele, just how does a gal go missing at the Cecil Hotel? It was the goth guy, baby. He's a Latino. We should get on Facebook, tell him to die. Funky, it's black in every room, but let's just skip the water towers when we go check the roof. It was the goth guy, baby. He likes death metal. We should get on Facebook, tell him to die.
The cutting edge.
There is no radio station kicks as much ass as you all do.
Online and on your smartphone.
Strangelabel.com.
WFOD is proud to bring you the latest in cutting edge podcast interactivity. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Travis, the Magnificent.
Tonight's trick is very dangerous. Only someone with my years of magician experience should attempt such a trick, as it will blow your mind. Tonight I am going to cut my lovely assistant Yolanda in half. Yolanda, if you could get in the box, please. Let's seal this up right here and right here. Okay, now you can see this is a saw. I'm starting to cut Yolanda in half. I'm cutting. I'm through? Oh, moving the boxes away from each other. You can see her head on this side of the stage, and her legs are on this side of the stage. Magic. But we don't want to leave Yolanda like this forever, so let's put Yolanda back together again. Slide the boxes. Attach this. Yolanda, open it up. She's back together. Travis the Magnificent.
Take a ride in the sunrise. Gallop across the sand. Just you and me. And WFOD.
Where were you?
Once again. WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
To say,
Travis.
He's probably getting another couple fingers still.
You think? Drunk.
Yes, sir.
So, Post Malone, he put out this song last week. It is a cover of the Hootie and the Blowfish song.
Quality song.
Now, I heard this version, and he changed one lyric. And I didn't make the connection at the time. I just thought, oh, it's weird that he changed that lyric. He changed, made the Dolphins make me cry to the Cowboys make me cry.
Right. So he's a Cowboys fan instead of a...
Yeah. My whole life drunk.
You didn't know that was about the NFL team?
I did not know
what
that when he said.
What did you think it meant?
The Dolphins make me cry. He was talking about the Miami Dolphins football.
You thought
team.
Just like no schools of Dolphins made him cry.
I thought that Darius Rucker, Travis,
was a, no.
He went to a beach and he saw dolphins jumping and thought that they were beautiful.
No,
and
he's saying he's such a piece of shit that he gives more of a fuck about football.
I thought that my whole life. Even when I heard him change the lyric, I just thought it was silly that he changed that lyric. I was like, why would he do that? I didn't even make the connection then, Travis.
Isn't the football... I thought there was reference to the football team in the music video for that song.
I want to say I had to have seen that music video, Travis, but I never...
How old was that song, 96?
In my life, knew...
Yeah, probably 94.
That Darius Rucker was talking about the football team. I thought that he saw dolphins and they made him cry, which I think makes me a foolish man.
It does make you a foolish man.
You know, I will say, I remember years ago when I first heard that song, I did not, like, immediately did not get what that was. But I'm positive that there was references somewhere about the football team, and that obviously it was about the football team at, you know,
Travis, I think that I tweeted about it last week and somebody replied, yeah, Dan Marino's in the music video. But I mean, maybe I missed that music video. I don't know. I don't think that's possible.
I'm playing it right now, and it starts out with Darius Rucker walking out onto the football field with the football player. And then now they're in the basketball. They're in like a basketball court playing basketball. I don't really get the concept of this video.
Are there other football references in the song?
I don't think so.
See, you know, I think that I have a hard time.
Oh, yeah, Dan Marino, he's walking in a Miami Dolphins jersey, and Dan Marino is throwing him passes that he can't catch.
So I definitely should have known this, is what you're saying.
You definitely should have known this.
I guess I should have known it anyway, because why would Dolphins make him cry?
Maybe he was trying to get laid. You know, this was like a college band, right? Like, it was... aimed towards that kind of demographic. So I feel like if he was trying to be the sensitive type and dolphins made him cry, he'd probably get laid with college age girls pretty often.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, Post Malone, he doesn't like the Dolphins.
He likes the Cowboys.
And they're terrible.
I can't like Post Malone. Every time I see him, I'm irritated.
You're not a sunflower?
His music, I'm irritated.
Now, here's the thing. Like, I think that he's a likable enough guy, and I can't say that I've ever heard one of his songs that I was like, this sucks.
Yeah, they're toe tappers.
They're fine.
Yeah. They're grass cutters. I mean,
but he does have a very punchable face.
Maybe that's it. Maybe I can't disassociate the music from his punchable face.
He looks...
The Doritos commercial was pretty funny.
Like a fucking dirtbag. And it seems like he goes out of his way to appear as though he's a dirtbag.
You know who he kind of reminds me of? You know Gary Oldman's character in True Romance?
Like those ridiculous dreads?
Yeah.
What's really weird and interesting is his newest album has no rap on it. His first couple, I think, were primarily hip hop. And this last one, like, he does like a song with Ozzy Osbourne and there's guitars on it. And it's really kind of a rock record. But it won Best Hip Hop Record, which doesn't make sense because it wasn't a hip hop record. But I guess he's just like a.
Well, I mean, all music nowadays is kind of. I mean, is there really
right.
a genre?
I'm not encouraging people to stick to one genre if they have other genres in their heart drunk.
No, that's
just like calling top 40 country music actually country music when it's just pop.
You, I mean, kind of like with the Lil Nas X and the. Yeah, country folk not wanting to put him on the country album until Billy Ray got involved.
Right. And, you know, in their defense, drunk, that was just a Nine Inch Nails instrumental that he wore a cowboy hat in it. And they were probably right. In retrospect, looking back, they were probably right. But I guess who's to say what's what anyway? You know, like a... Music's just music, Travis. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You can't
file me away in a genre, baby.
Nah, man. The Gator, he transcends.
That's right. Transcend any labels.
So you're saying that you don't think that it'll have rape zombies? You think they took the rape zombies out and just made
I bet they took the rape zombies out.
If a movie's bouncing around that long without getting made, maybe they just shouldn't make it. Maybe they should just find like a different thing.
Well, maybe they didn't find the right person, and then all of a sudden Zack Snyder saw this script and he's like, I can do something with this, and him and his wife rewrote it, and then maybe they made gold out of it. Who knows? They must be pretty confident in this thing though, because this is the beginning of a franchise. They're already making like a animated spinoff and I don't know if they're making TV, if it's animated TV or what, but Netflix is banking on this thing to be something because they're already making new properties based on Army of the Dead.
But maybe in the cartoon, they take out rape.
Maybe they bring the rape zombies back for the cartoon. Like, shit.
Now you're talking.
I was about to say, for real, more adults watch cartoons nowadays than children, I feel like.
What do kids?
Yeah, kids watch YouTube.
Yeah, kids just watch people unbox stuff on YouTube, right?
They watch grown ass adults
open Easter eggs.
Like children,
people
play video games.
People in their 30s and early 40s watch Gargoyles on Disney Plus, and then they watch not Gargoyles.
It is just
or X-Men. Dude, my buddy's been talking about X-Men all week.
The animated series had a great theme song.
Did
I feel it is the thing where adults want the things from when they were kids? Is that like a new phenomenon?
No,
is
hell that, no, Christ no.
Like
I feel like as well, you know, this is gonna sound un-PC or whatever, but as males started to get less like men. You know, like I build something, I'll kill something and I'm providing for the family. As guys got more comfortable, like making a living and not having to do all those things for themselves, it was a lot easier to spend their time going back to childhood and reliving their childhood and watching He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. And I've never grown up. I mean,
I have no problem in saying I'm not nearly the man as my father or either of my grandfathers.
Oh, no. I'm nowhere near... a dude like my grandparents were. I mean, I fought in no wars. You know, none of this shit.
So you're saying that my dad, he was too busy to go back and find his old Howdy Doody tapes.
Right. Like, he moved on.
Right. His Lionel train set. But I mean, some people of that age still did that stuff.
And now we send a couple emails and we're like, I wonder if Gargoyles is on streaming somewhere.
Oh, shit. Look, I can now spend an entire weekend watching all of Gargoyles.
Instead of fixing your car or
now I'm gonna, yeah, now I'm gonna go on eBay and see if I can find some sweet Gargoyles trading cards. Oh shit, a full set's only $20. Ah, buy that.
Like, nothing drives my dad more crazy than when I pay somebody to cut my grass. Like that it blows his mind. And I mean, I don't do it often, but I do it.
You do it when you don't feel like mowing your grass?
Yeah. I mean, if it's been 2 weeks and I don't feel like cutting my grass and it's getting a little...
You just call a guy and be like, hey, can you come cut my grass?
Yeah.
And your guy understands that? He's like, sometimes he'll call me, sometimes he won't?
He's a buddy of mine. He's a bar buddy.
See, that's like when, you know, when we remodeled our house, and you know, this last year, and got siding and gutters and everything like that. And my father-in-law, who is just like total dude... It constantly has to be working and making shit and making improvements on his house. And I'm like, oh yeah, you know, we're getting our siding and everything done. He's like, yeah, just let me know if you need a hand with that. Just get the materials and everything. I'm like, no, you don't understand.
I'm paying a guy.
I paid somebody to measure my house and figure out what it's going to cost to do that. Right. And I'm going to sit inside while he does it.
Yeah. My dad did both my bathrooms growing up. I paid $12,000 for somebody to come do my bathrooms.
Yep.
I feel like drunk is a unicorn, Travis, in that look, it's unusual to me that a person who mows their grass would also call someone to mow their grass for him. Like, you know, he does both.
You don't ever go on like a 10-day vacation where, you know, fucking...
When the grass needs to be cut, I just go out there and cut the grass.
There's a guy at work that he does that same thing. Like, he'll begrudgingly mow his lawn, but if he doesn't feel like it, he'll pay some neighbor kid to do it for like weeks at a time.
That's weird. I've never heard of that. You know, I've heard of people paying somebody to mow their grass. I've never heard of somebody...
pay him all the time.
Just pay him sometimes.
When I first bought a house and stuff, I wanted to do shit for myself, and I did it for a long time. Yeah. And I got to the age finally where I made enough money where if I didn't feel like doing it, I'll pay somebody to do things. Absolutely. I'll still do shit in the house, like, you know, like if the plumbing under my kitchen sink goes to shit and there's a leak, you know, I'll still run to Ace Hardware and buy the stuff and rig it up. But, you know, anything more than that, I'm not interested anymore.
I do things, but usually when I do them, I do a really bad job. But you know, everything's on YouTube. You could probably just do it.
You can do everything. When we bought this house, like, I added rooms. You know, I drywalled. I actually ran electrical to different rooms because we had like one giant family room, and I created two rooms out of it. And you know, I've done the gamut. But I'm over it. I'm like 40 years old now, I just don't care.
It's
not something I like to do, so I'm not going to do it.
I think that what happened is for a long time, I was worried about doing things because like I was not confident that I could do it correctly. And so I just didn't. And now I do it and like I'm probably going to fuck it up. But that's part of it, I guess.
So
like something that would take a professional, you know, 2 hours to do is going to take you an entire weekend, and it's still not going to be exactly how it should be.
Right.
But whatever.
And you know, I was always like a kind of, well, I'm going to do a crappy job and it's not going to look good, so I just shouldn't do it. And now I'm more like, I'm going to do it. It's probably going to look crappy, but at least I did it. Probably at the detriment. I mean, like if you look around the house at all the stuff that I've rigged up terribly, you can definitely tell which jobs I paid somebody to do and which ones I did.
The funny thing about that, though, is nobody who comes to your house is going to notice that.
You can. I can.
Right.
So
You did it, so you know you fucked it up, but anybody coming to your house is not going to notice at all.
Right.
But anyway, this summer I went to a wedding with my lady, who's one of her high school friends. And a different one of her high school buddies moved to North Carolina. He's showing me these pictures of a barn he built. And I was like, dude, you fucking built this barn by yourself? He's like, yeah, man, I've never built anything in my life. I just watched YouTube and boom, fucking barn up in the house. I was like, no, that's not me, bro. Fucking, I'm paying somebody to build Tough Shed. Here we come, bro.
Right?
Yeah. Give me something prefabricated. Drop it on this slab that somebody else put in.
Right, exactly. That somebody else fucking dug the hole for, because I'm definitely not digging a fucking hole.
No. Digging holes is hard.
Oh my God, digging a hole is so hard.
That's why you talk about, you know, when people say stuff, well, it could be digging ditches, because digging ditches is bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do that, guys. Travis, I would go so far as to say that maybe not digging ditches is my pick of the week, but I actually have a pretty good pick of the week this week. So.
Drunk, well, what do you got?
I'll go first.
You go first. You never go first.
Travis, there is a documentary on Comedy Central of late comedian Patrice O'Neill. It's great.
Is it great? Yeah. I saw previews for it. I was wondering.
I think it's called Killing is Easy. I think that's the name of it. But yeah, it's really, really good. It has a lot of clips of his stuff. Hey, he was a really funny guy. So.
He was so funny. How quickly do you think he'd be canceled in this landscape, though?
I don't think he would. I don't think he would allow himself to be, Travis.
He would just be like, screw you. You don't cancel me. I cancel you.
You're like, no, you're canceled. Yeah, no.
Check it out. Is it on? It's on demand then, I would imagine, on Comedy Central.
Their app. I popped it up on their app and watched it. It's great. So the Patrice O'Neill documentary is my pick of the week. Drunk pick of the week.
Yeah, Drunk's pick of the week is Post Malone's cover of "I Only Want to Be with You." Go check it out.
Such a baby. Yeah, the Cowboys make me cry.
Yeah,
Dak Prescott, baby.
Is he going to be back with the Cowboys?
They said they're going to franchise tag him if they can't get to a...
Can they just keep doing that?
Only twice. This is the last year they can do it.
I don't understand the franchise tag thing. So if you franchise tag someone, then they get like what? Like an average of...
It was supposed to be
a
good thing for the player, but the players don't see it that way. So they'd rather have the long-term stability.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if you get franchise tagged, you get... the average of the top five salaries at your position.
Oh.
So.
Which is not bad unless you feel like you're worth way more on the open market.
Well, would Dak Prescott be worth one of the top five quarterbacks in the league?
100%.
Yep, absolutely. He would
Some fool would pay. I mean, I'm indifferent on Dak. I don't think he's bad, but I don't think he's great either.
No.
But. Some team,
he's good enough to be a starter on
some
several
team out there would give him.
Right. Did you see what they gave for Matthew Stafford?
Well, I mean, even whenever the Vikings got Kirk Cousins, he was the highest paid quarterback for a little bit.
Yeah,
Dak's way better than Kirk Cousins, and I don't think Kirk Cousins gets a bad rap. I don't think he's that bad either. But
yeah, he's also not great.
Yeah, he's also not great.
Travis, pick of the week.
Yeah, Travis's pick of the week this week is the 2018 motion picture Galveston, currently streaming on HBO Max.
Travis starring... busting out the old stuff 3 weeks in a row.
Galveston. I've never heard of this either, Travis.
I never heard of this either. It is amazing. It's starring Ben Foster and Ellie Fanning. It is about this kind of redneck hitman guy.
Is that another Fanning?
Yeah, it's the...
How many Fannings are there?
This is the Fanning from Super 8. She is now like 25.
Fanning.
Oh.
Is that the blonde girl?
And Dakota Fanning.
Was the first one. She was the cute little kid.
Yeah. And she then was kind of was she in Signs?
She was in... No, she was not in Signs. That was Abigail Breslin.
That's who Dakota. I was thinking. I was like, is Little Miss Sunshine a Fanning too? Or?
No.
They kind of look similar though. Right.
Yeah, you'd have to go back through her filmography. She was all over the place for the span of like 3 years.
And then she dropped off the face of the earth.
Yeah, she made like a Joan Jett biopic.
So is Haley Joel Osment. He was all over the place for 3 years.
He got fat and grew a beard. Dude,
yeah, he looks so funny. I love it. I love seeing him pop up and shit. He's just got like a giant round face. It's great.
Anyway,
but anyway, this Galveston. It's a this kind of small town hickey hitman whose boss sends him on a job with his partner to go, you know, talk some sense into this dude. Tells him not to bring a gun. It's turns out to be a double cross where they're trying to kill the two employees of this this hitman agency guy. Ben Foster gets out of it. It just so happens that Ellie Fanning is tied up in here because she's like a prostitute. So he takes off because he knows they're coming after both of them. They go, and it's kind of a on the run piece. It is this. This movie is so well acted.
And it takes place in Texas, obviously.
Yeah, they end up in Galveston, Texas at this small motel. I'm not going to spoil the journey on the way there, but they end up there. And it's really kind of just, you know, she's escaping a hard life. He's escaping from this awful, you know, boss that he had that tried to knock him off. And it's this movie is so filled with dread and so non-uplifting. Like, you feel so much for these characters as you go on, and they just keep making stupid ass mistakes, but just because of the situation that they're in. There is no Hollywood ending to this movie. There's very few moments of like everything is going to be okay, but nothing is okay. But it's so brilliant, so well acted, the story is so good. Ellie Fanning is like gorgeous, but also completely broken. Ben Foster is always amazing. This movie I'd never heard of and just popped it on HBO one day, and I can't recommend it enough. It's one of those movies that will stick with you when you're done because it's just,
you're like, what the fuck did I just watch?
It's just so good and dreadful, and it's so, Galveston.
Travis, if people are following your turnaround tips, you're saying not to buy up the Mr. Potato Heads yet?
No, hold off, because I did see some backtracking by the company saying, neither one of these things were official announcements by the company. And I did see a retraction saying, no, they're not getting rid of Mr.
And Mr. Potato Head is what, Mattel?
It's Hasbro.
Hasbro.
Yep, Hasbro.
They're one of the big ones.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, the reason that they had Mr. and Mrs. Potato Heads is so that you would buy two Potato Heads.
Right, exactly.
And
yeah, it's if the boys wanted a Mr. Potato Head, and if the girls didn't want a Mr. Potato Head, they'd buy a Mrs.
Yeah, then you'd have to buy two so that both your kids can have one.
Yeah, or if the kid is like, hey, I already have Mr. Potato Head, I need a Mrs. Potato Head so I can put funny lipstick lips on Mr. Potato Head with the mustache, you need two.
Right, or if you want to, you know, make sure they get married or whatever.
Yeah, that's the same reason that that Mattel came out with Ken for
and
Barbie.
They store all their face pieces in their butts.
Right up their butts. You jam that tongue right in the butt.
And so if they just made a potato head, it would be a collection of male and female eyes, noses, and mouths, and mustaches.
Arms, yeah.
And you can't fit in the butt.
Fit in their butt.
You couldn't fit all that in their butt.
I guess you'd have to make a bigger potato head so that you could put more stuff in their butt.
Just be more expensive.
Yeah. And in the end, Travis, the little guy loses again, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, really, in the end, your 2-year-old kid doesn't give a shit if it says Mr. or Mrs. Potato Head on the box.
Right. And then in the end, we did the potato head bit anyway, right?
Yeah. We didn't spend a half hour on it.
Guys, we did it. Thanks.
Did it.
Thanks. I think, I don't know. You know what? We're not going to do a show.
Well, I think I need a week off.
You're off.
A drunk needs a week off, Travis.
I'm going to take one too, if you don't mind.
Okay. I guess we'll just all take one because I'm not going to do the show by myself.
Oh, of course.
So let's just call it 2 weeks. Can we call it 2 weeks?
Yeah, we'll do a show in like 2 weeks. People won't even notice.
Okay.
Like, we'll figure it out. It'll be seamless. Drunk, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Back in no time.
Guys, the Dolphins, they make me cry. But not the Miami Dolphins, actual Dolphins. Because they're beautiful creatures.
You need to get down to your local campus. You're going to get so laid.
Yeah. I'm going to go to there and I'm going to say, ladies, I'm sensitive. Even the dolphins make me cry. Not the Miami Dolphins, dolphins.
I'm talking with my friend.
Yo, I don't know that motherfucker. Body's all in prison, my probably going ballistic, but listen, I'm missing a couple of screws. They ain't never do drilling, Drew. You've been zipping away at the truth. Double side of wisdom, a
ain't nothing like a peanut butter and banana sandwich while you're taking a shit.
So, a little bit of a crazy fun fact. Yesterday was me and my lady's 6th anniversary.
Wow. Ooh, baby.
Yeah, no. Doesn't seem
which anniversary is that? The silver?
Yeah.
Silver?
I think so.
Plastic, maybe?
So, I mean, I realize we're a couple weeks out, but what'd you get your lady for Valentine's Day?
What did I got her those flowers up there that are now dead. some candy.
So my lady's kind of on a diet right now, so I made sure to not get her candy.
Right.
I got her 4 bags of beef jerky because she can eat an ounce of beef jerky for a snack.
Protein.
And the 3-pack of the Rob Zombie movies.
Iron is 6 years, Travis. Iron.
Oh, sweet. Iron. She'll love that. Get her a fucking iron. Here, bitch. Fucking... iron my shit.
Yeah, I'm a piece of shit. I know I plead the 5th. I tell her holla if you need some dick. The devotion is getting hopeless, but hold it. I'm getting close as my soul is. I'm seeing ghosts as a soloist. Now a poet. Hypnosis, overdose on potions. Adjusting to the motions and getting out of my
every
emotions.
Every day I spend my time thinking what. To the bosses, the misfits, new outfit is on the block list. Gorgeous hoes keep it saying that they caustic, cause the pulses get them nauseous. Cause I ain't even mad yet. Niggas call me in a good mood. Paparazzi wanna nag a nigga chillin' at the back check. Hope they show me in my good shoes. When Papa got the brand new bag, Rocco got the brand new rap. That's good news. Hood dudes usually don't look like you. I better get a deal and come back and the whole hood look like you. Screaming Pimp Squad, hold it down. Can't drive, bitch, I'm legally blind, bitch. If I live or die, it's up to me to decide. Shit, niggas copping guns like they're legal to buy. The only key to survive and get a piece of the pie is to agree with a lie or just believe a facade, bitch. And I'll be fine just to drink in my wine, bitch.
I got the love birds chirping at the window, but I don't need love no more. I'll be fine sipping wine.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. If you enjoyed it, subscribe so you don't miss the next one. Leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND or tweet us at WFODShow. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, and Val. If you would like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back again next week. Thank you and goodbye.
Jumping out the window. I don't need love no more. Oh, so I'll be fine. Sipping wine, taking time. Love burst jumping out the window. I don't need love no more. Oh, so I'll be fine. Sipping wine, taking time.
want you to know it's over.